Big 12 championship in rowing is going on. The Longhorns are looking for their seventh consecutive conference title under head coach Dave O'Neill, who, of course, coached him to the national championship a year ago, and he joins us now on the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Dave, I appreciate the time. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Always great to visit with you. And I'll ask you the same question I asked Howard Joffe. This whole thing about defending titles and pursuit of titles, whether you're defending anything or pursuing anything with that. You've been down this road before. You had back-to-back national titles at Cal in 05 and 06. So how do you approach that when you start to get to the postseason with your group?
Yeah, great question. And to be honest, we really haven't talked about last year much at all. You know, I think with our program where we are, I think everyone understands the expectations being on our team now and the expectations in terms of, you know, ultimately results. But we don't talk. People are often surprised within our team to find out that we don't talk about winning that much at all. So, and we certainly don't talk about winning the NCAA championships. We just talk about doing the best we can every day, going fast, you know, and, you know, we have a certain time standard that we're looking to go. Like, if we can go a certain time and somebody beats us, well, good for them. But we're just trying to go as fast as we can. And, you know, rowing's a little bit different than other sports where, you know, we're not going up against, we're not playing another team. We're not basing what we do based on what another team is doing. You know, there's no defense in rowing. It's just, we do our thing, and if someone can beat our thing, so be it. And, yeah, so we haven't talked about winning. You know, we haven't talked about winning in series. Everyone understands the expectations. And we're just trying every day. So that's how we manage it, to be honest.
Well, and the other thing I found fascinating when you and I were first visiting back a few years ago, and I want to have you explain this philosophy again. And by the way, if it's changed any, now that you have this program being at the top level that you have it, is your recruiting philosophy. And when you told me several years ago, when I'm recruiting, I'm not specifically recruiting rowers. And I thought, here's a rowing program from a guy who's won national championships. How do you not recruit rowers to excel in rowing? And you had a really good explanation on it. And I know it goes on things like aerobic endurance, athletic conditioning, and things like that. You're looking for athletes that you can help mold into championship rowers, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but as our program has progressed, you know, and as we've gotten better, I mean, the majority of our top performers are point, you know, like, so we're recruiting, you know, the best kids from the best clubs around the country. In fact, the best kids from all around the world. In fact, we had a New Zealand coach with, you know, coming out and watching our practice this morning. But with that being said, there is still, there are a couple kids, you know, top performers on our team that they found rowing in college, you know, or some kids that we recruited based on athletic ability because they just never had the opportunity to row in high school. You know, there's a couple programs here in Austin. There's a couple programs in Houston and a few up in Dallas. But the majority of kids in Texas, they never have the opportunity to row. So, yeah, our sport is certainly one where you can learn the sport in a couple years and do pretty well. But as the level of our team has increased, it's becoming – you know, those kids have to be really talented and some special kids to really step up and to become one of the top performers on our team. But there's still that opportunity there. And there's a few kids that never got exposed to rowing until they got here to UT, and they're doing okay. You know, for myself, I never learned. I learned to row in college, and, yeah, somehow I have a career doing this. So, yeah, the level of rowing has increased, but there's still an opportunity out there for kids.
Well, and and I'm glad that you kind of, like you said, as the program has progressed, where there is where there's also some rowers, and I'm glad you clarified with regard to that. In that category of program having progressed, does it mean anything to you that that your group's been ranked number one for 10 consecutive coaches polls, and last week you got all 25 first place votes for the first time? And you think about some of the great rowing programs, and you had one out at Cal, which is still an outstanding program, and so many others, but to have the top rowing program and to be a unanimous number one, is it a statement about the progression of the program as well as this the very talented group you have this year?
Yeah, good question. I didn't know it's been 10 weeks in a row.
Like, 10 in a row.
Yeah, how about that? That's pretty good. You know, I think when the opportunity arose for me to come here to University of Texas, I was like, man, like everything is bigger in Texas, and it doesn't get bigger in terms of collegiate athletics than being a Longhorn. And we definitely came here with a sense of purpose, you know, and I always joked around, you know, like my first 3 years and being introduced by Chris Plonsky, you know, like, hey, this is Dave O'Neill, and we expect a national championship out of him. Like, okay, here we go. You know? But we certainly embraced, you know, our team and our staff, you know, and I certainly embraced that that expectation. So last year when we did win, it was really fulfilling. That's like, okay, hey, mission accomplished. Like, we did something that we'd set out to do. It really was fulfilling. And I think and being embraced and recognized within the athletic department and, you know, the whole community has been terrific. And so, yeah, we have certainly high expectations for our team on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis. And, you know, and I kind of feel like as long as we look to make the most of each day, the results will take care of themselves in the end. So, yeah, I think, you know, even though we're ranked number one, I mean, there was plenty of work to be done. And the kids on our team, they're certainly feeling the pressure and the expectation, not the outside expectation in terms of being number one, but realizing like what they need to do to go as fast as they can. And that's the ultimate goal, like be the best. We talk about being the best Texas teammate you can be and being the best team we can be. And I think that's where the real motivation is coming from, not to be number one, per se.
We're visiting with Texas rowing coach Dave O'Neill here on Light the Tower. The Big 12 regatta this weekend at Walter E. Long Lake. A lot of folks know it as Decker Lake, beginning at 9 o'clock and is free for folks who want to go out there and visit that. The Big 12, when it comes to rowing, is a little different than the Big 12 when it comes to football in terms of its members and those competing, correct?
Yeah, we're sort of a combined, five within the Big 12, the traditional Big 12 schools of Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Kansas State, West Virginia, and we have two affiliate members with Alabama and Tennessee. So, yeah, we're sort of a SEC and Big 12 combination.
So if we want to see Texas, you know, defeat Alabama, we don't have to wait until September 10th is what you're saying. It could come out and see it this weekend, right?
It could happen this weekend for sure, but we're certainly rooting for things to go well in September as well, that's for sure.
All right. Hey, Dave, it's always great to visit with you. I appreciate you taking the time. Best of luck this week, and then hopefully we can visit again before the national regatta. I appreciate you joining us this morning.
Right on. Thanks for having me. Hook 'em. Take care.
Hook 'em.